The Soldier and the State in the Middle East. By Ephraim Karsh. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, by Ephraim Karsh, is a comprehensive study of the role of the military in the Middle East. Karsh examines the history of the region, from the Ottoman Empire to the present day, and the role of the military in shaping the political landscape. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the development of the Middle East, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the impact of the Cold War on the region. Karsh begins by examining the history of the Middle East, from the Ottoman Empire to the present day. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the development of the region, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He looks at the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the impact of the Cold War on the region. He also examines the role of the military in the rise of Islamic fundamentalism, and the role of the military in the Arab Spring. Karsh then looks at the role of the military in the Middle East today. He examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the impact of the Cold War on the region. He also looks at the role of the military in the rise of Islamic fundamentalism, and the role of the military in the Arab Spring. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the development of the Middle East, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Karsh concludes by examining the implications of his findings for the future of the Middle East. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the development of the region, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He argues that the military must be used judiciously, and that it should not be used as a tool of repression. He also argues that the military must be used to protect the rights of citizens, and to promote democracy and human rights. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important and timely book that provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East. Karsh's analysis is comprehensive and insightful, and his conclusions are thought-provoking. This book is essential reading for anyone interested in the history and politics of the Middle East. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Middle East is a region of great strategic importance to the West, and its stability is essential for global security. Idea summary: the Middle East is a region of great strategic importance to the West, and its stability is essential for global security. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The Middle East is a region of great strategic importance to the West, and its stability is essential for global security. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various military forces in the region, their roles in the region's politics, and the impact of their actions on the region's stability. It also examines the role of the West in the region, and how its policies have affected the region's security. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. The book begins by looking at the history of the Middle East and the role of the military in the region. It examines the various military forces in the region, their roles in the region's politics, and the impact of their actions on the region's stability. It also looks at the role of the West in the region, and how its policies have affected the region's security. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. The book then examines the various military forces in the region, their roles in the region's politics, and the impact of their actions on the region's stability. It looks at the various military forces in the region, their roles in the region's politics, and the impact of their actions on the region's stability. It also examines the role of the West in the region, and how its policies have affected the region's security. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. The book concludes by looking at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. It examines the various military forces in the region, their roles in the region's politics, and the impact of their actions on the region's stability. It also looks at the role of the West in the region and how its policies have affected the region's security. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. Main idea number 2. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the 19th century, and its influence has grown over time. Idea summary: the military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the 19th century, and its influence has grown over time. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the 19th century, and its influence has grown over time. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the role of the military in the development of the region's economy, and how it has been used to promote certain ideologies. Finally, it looks at the impact of the military on the region's culture, and how it has been used to shape the region's identity. The book looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the role of the military in the development of the region's economy, and how it has been used to promote certain ideologies. It looks at the impact of the military on the region's culture, and how it has been used to shape the region's identity. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's politics, and how it has been used to influence the region's decision-making process. The book also looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. It examines the role of the military in the development of the region's economy, and how it has been used to promote certain ideologies. It looks at the impact of the military on the region's culture, and how it has been used to shape the region's identity. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's politics, and how it has been used to influence the region's decision-making process. Main idea number 3. The military has been used by Middle Eastern governments to maintain control and suppress dissent. Idea summary: the military has been used by Middle Eastern governments to maintain control and suppress dissent. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a powerful force in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the region has been a major factor in shaping its politics and history. In recent decades, Middle Eastern governments have increasingly relied on the military to maintain control and suppress dissent. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East, exploring its history, its current role, and its implications for the region's future. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from direct repression to indirect methods such as patronage networks and economic incentives. It also examines the impact of military interventions in the region, from the Arab-Israeli wars to the US-led invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. Finally, it considers the implications of the military's role for the region's political and economic development, and for its security and stability. The book draws on a wide range of sources, including interviews with military personnel, government officials, and political activists, as well as archival documents and media reports. It provides a comprehensive overview of the military's role in the Middle East, and offers a unique insight into the region's politics and history. By examining the military's role in the region, it sheds light on the complex dynamics of power and control in the Middle East, and provides a valuable resource for anyone interested in the region's politics and history. Main idea number 4. The military has been used to promote economic development and modernization in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote economic development and modernization in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major force in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the region has been crucial in shaping its politics and history. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote economic development and modernization. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to achieve economic and political objectives, from the use of military force to protect economic interests to the use of military aid to promote economic development. It also examines the role of the military in the region's political systems, from the use of military power to maintain stability to the use of military force to overthrow governments. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security and defense, from the use of military power to deter aggression to the use of military force to protect the region's borders. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote economic development and modernization. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to achieve economic and political objectives, from the use of military force to protect economic interests to the use of military aid to promote economic development. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's political systems, from the use of military power to maintain stability to the use of military force to overthrow governments. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security and defense, from the use of military power to deter aggression to the use of military force to protect the region's borders. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote economic development and modernization. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to achieve economic and political objectives, from the use of military force to protect economic interests to the use of military aid to promote economic development. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's political systems, from the use of military power to maintain stability to the use of military force to overthrow governments. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security and defense, from the use of military power to deter aggression to the use of military force to protect the region's borders. The book provides an in-depth examination of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote economic development and modernization. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to achieve economic and political objectives, from the use of military force to protect economic interests to the use of military aid to promote economic development. It also examines the role of the military in the region's political systems, from the use of military power to maintain stability to the use of military force to overthrow governments. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security and defense, from the use of military power to deter aggression to the use of military force to protect the region's borders. Main idea number 5. The military has been used to promote nationalist and religious ideologies in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote nationalist and religious ideologies in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a powerful force in the Middle East for centuries, and its influence has been felt in many aspects of the region's politics and history. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote nationalist and religious ideologies. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to shape the region's politics, from the rise of authoritarian regimes to the use of military force to suppress dissent. It also examines the role of the military in the region's economy and how it has been used to promote economic development. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture and how it has been used to promote religious and nationalist ideologies. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to shape the region's politics, from the rise of authoritarian regimes to the use of military force to suppress dissent. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote nationalist and religious ideologies, from the use of military force to promote a particular ideology to the use of propaganda and indoctrination. It also examines the role of the military in the region's economy and how it has been used to promote economic development. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture and how it has been used to promote religious and nationalist ideologies. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to promote nationalist and religious ideologies, from the use of military force to promote a particular ideology to the use of propaganda and indoctrination. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's economy and how it has been used to promote economic development. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture, and how it has been used to promote religious and nationalist ideologies. Main idea number 6. The military has been used to promote foreign policy objectives in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote foreign policy objectives in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the end of World War II. It has been used to promote foreign policy objectives, to maintain regional stability, and to protect the interests of the major powers. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote foreign policy objectives, including the use of military force, the deployment of troops, and the provision of military aid. He also examines the impact of the military on the region's political and economic development, and the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict. Finally, he looks at the implications of the military's role in the Middle East for the future of the region. Karsh argues that the military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the end of World War II. He argues that the military has been used to promote foreign policy objectives, to maintain regional stability, and to protect the interests of the major powers. He also argues that the military has had a significant impact on the region's political and economic development, and has been a major factor in the Arab-Israeli conflict. He argues that the military's role in the Middle East has been a major factor in the region's history and politics, and that it will continue to be a major factor in the future. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important book for anyone interested in the role of the military in the Middle East and its impact on the region's politics and history. It provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and its implications for the future of the region. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the Middle East and its politics. Main idea number 7. The military has been used to protect the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the region has been a source of debate and controversy. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign powers, as well as how it has been used to maintain internal stability and to promote economic development. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has been used to support the various sides in the conflict. Finally, he looks at the role of the military in the post-Cold War era, and how it has been used to promote democracy and human rights in the region. Karsh's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East, and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign powers, as well as how it has been used to maintain internal stability and to promote economic development. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has been used to support the various sides in the conflict. Finally, he looks at the role of the military in the post-Cold War era, and how it has been used to promote democracy and human rights in the region. Karsh's book is an important contribution to the study of the Middle East, and provides an invaluable insight into the role of the military in the region. It is essential reading for anyone interested in the history and politics of the Middle East, and provides an invaluable resource for understanding the role of the military in the region. Main idea number 8. The military has been used to support authoritarian regimes in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to support authoritarian regimes in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the politics of the Middle East for centuries. In recent decades, it has been used to support authoritarian regimes in the region. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support authoritarian regimes, including through the use of force, the manipulation of elections, and the suppression of dissent. It also examines the role of the military in the region's economic development, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of democracy and human rights. The book begins by looking at the historical roots of the military's role in the Middle East. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support authoritarian regimes, from the Ottoman Empire to the present day. It then looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain the status quo, including through the use of force, the manipulation of elections, and the suppression of dissent. It also examines the role of the military in the region's economic development, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. The book then looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of democracy and human rights. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support authoritarian regimes, and how this has impacted the region's politics and history. It also looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of democracy and human rights, and how this could shape the region's future. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important book for anyone interested in the politics and history of the Middle East. It provides an in-depth look at the role of the military in the region and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It also examines the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of democracy and human rights, and how this could shape the region's future. Main idea number 9. The military has been used to suppress popular uprisings in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to suppress popular uprisings in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major force in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in suppressing popular uprisings is well documented. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. He also examines the impact of military interventions on the region's economy, culture, and social structure. Karsh argues that the military has been a major factor in the region's political and economic development, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He also looks at the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has shaped the region's security environment. Karsh's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. He also looks at the impact of military interventions on the region's economy, culture, and social structure. Karsh argues that the military has been a major factor in the region's political and economic development, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He also looks at the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has shaped the region's security environment. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important book for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It provides an in-depth analysis of the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain control, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the impact of military interventions on the region's economy, culture, and social structure. Karsh's book is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. Main idea number 10. The military has been used to intervene in civil wars in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to intervene in civil wars in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the politics and history of the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to intervene in civil wars in the Middle East, and how this has impacted the region's politics and history. It also looks at the various strategies employed by the military in the Middle East, and how these strategies have been used to achieve political and military objectives. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the Middle East in the context of international relations, and how the military has been used to influence the region's politics and history. The book looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to intervene in civil wars in the Middle East, and how this has impacted the region's politics and history. It examines the various strategies employed by the military in the Middle East, and how these strategies have been used to achieve political and military objectives. It also looks at the role of the military in the Middle East in the context of international relations, and how the military has been used to influence the region's politics and history. Finally, it looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to intervene in civil wars in the Middle East, and how this has impacted the region's politics and history. Main idea number 11. The military has been used to support regional alliances in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to support regional alliances in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the politics and history of the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the region and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support regional alliances, such as the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Iran-Iraq war, and the Gulf War. It also examines the role of the military in the internal politics of the region, including the role of the military in the Arab Spring uprisings and the role of the military in the Syrian civil war. The book also looks at the role of the military in the economic development of the region, including the role of the military in the oil industry and the role of the military in the development of infrastructure. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the security of the region, including the role of the military in counterterrorism and the role of the military in the fight against ISIS. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support regional alliances, as well as the role of the military in the internal politics of the region. It also looks at the role of the military in the economic development of the region, as well as the role of the military in the security of the region. The book provides an invaluable resource for those interested in understanding the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. Main idea number 12. The military has been used to promote regional stability in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote regional stability in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the end of World War II. It has been used to promote regional stability, protect national interests, and maintain the balance of power. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote stability, from the use of military force to the deployment of peacekeeping forces. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Iran-Iraq war, and the Gulf War. Karsh also looks at the impact of the military on the region's economy, society, and culture. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the region's development and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Karsh's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He examines the various ways in which the military has been used to promote stability, from the use of military force to the deployment of peacekeeping forces. He also looks at the impact of the military on the region's economy, society, and culture. He argues that the military has been a major factor in the region's development and that its influence has been both positive and negative. The book provides an important insight into the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. Main idea number 13. The military has been used to counter the influence of external powers in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to counter the influence of external powers in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the end of World War II. It has been used to counter the influence of external powers, to protect the region from external threats, and to maintain internal stability. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain order and stability, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political regimes. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political factions. Finally, he looks at the role of the military in the current conflicts in the region, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political factions. Karsh argues that the military has been a major factor in the Middle East since the end of World War II. He examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain order and stability, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political regimes. He also looks at the role of the military in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political factions. Finally, he looks at the role of the military in the current conflicts in the region, and how it has been used to support or oppose various political factions. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. Main idea number 14. The military has been used to support the spread of radical ideologies in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to support the spread of radical ideologies in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major force in the Middle East for centuries, and its influence has been felt in many aspects of the region's politics and history. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of radical ideologies, and how this has impacted the region's politics and society. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's economy, and how it has been used to support certain economic policies. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security, and how it has been used to protect certain interests and to maintain stability. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of radical ideologies in the Middle East. It looks at how the military has been used to support certain political movements, and how it has been used to suppress others. It also looks at how the military has been used to support certain economic policies, and how it has been used to maintain stability in the region. Finally, it looks at how the military has been used to protect certain interests, and how it has been used to maintain stability in the region. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It provides an important insight into the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of radical ideologies, and how this has impacted the region's politics and society. It also provides an important insight into the role of the military in the region's economy, and how it has been used to support certain economic policies. Finally, it provides an important insight into the role of the military in the region's security, and how it has been used to protect certain interests and to maintain stability. Main idea number 15. The military has been used to promote the interests of the ruling elite in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote the interests of the ruling elite in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a powerful force in the Middle East for centuries, and its influence has been used to promote the interests of the ruling elite. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain the status quo, from the use of military force to suppress dissent to the use of patronage networks to reward loyalty. It also examines the role of the military in the development of the region's economy, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's international relations, and how it has been used to project power and influence in the region and beyond. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain the status quo, from the use of military force to suppress dissent to the use of patronage networks to reward loyalty. It also looks at the role of the military in the development of the region's economy, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's international relations, and how it has been used to project power and influence in the region and beyond. By examining the role of the military in the Middle East, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the region's politics and history. Main idea number 16. The military has been used to suppress ethnic and religious minorities in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to suppress ethnic and religious minorities in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a powerful force in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in suppressing ethnic and religious minorities has been well documented. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to oppress minorities, from the use of force to the manipulation of public opinion. He also examines the role of the military in the formation of nation-states, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Karsh argues that the military has been a major factor in the region's political and social development, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Karsh also looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain the status quo. He examines the use of military force to suppress dissent, the manipulation of public opinion, and the use of propaganda to create a sense of national unity. He also looks at the role of the military in the formation of nation-states, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Finally, Karsh looks at the role of the military in the Middle East's economic development, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and development. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important book that provides an in-depth look at the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in the Middle East and its impact on the region's politics and history. Main idea number 17. The military has been used to promote the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the region has been a major factor in the politics and history of the region. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to promote the interests of foreign powers. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used, from direct military intervention to the use of proxy forces, and how these have shaped the region. It also looks at the impact of the military on the region's economy, culture, and society, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to promote the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. It looks at the various strategies employed by foreign powers, such as the use of proxy forces, and how these have shaped the region. It also looks at the impact of the military on the region's economy, culture, and society, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. The book also looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote the interests of foreign powers in the Middle East. It examines the various strategies employed by foreign powers, such as the use of proxy forces, and how these have shaped the region. It also looks at the impact of the military on the region's economy, culture, and society, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Finally, it looks at the implications of the military's role in the region for the future of the Middle East. Main idea number 18. The military has been used to support the spread of terrorism in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to support the spread of terrorism in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the region has been a major factor in the spread of terrorism. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of terrorism, from providing arms and training to terrorist groups, to providing political and financial support. It also looks at the ways in which the military has been used to counter terrorism, such as through the use of intelligence and special forces operations. The book also examines the role of the military in the region's economy, and how it has been used to support economic development and stability. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture, and how it has been used to promote certain values and beliefs. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in the Middle East, and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of terrorism, from providing arms and training to terrorist groups, to providing political and financial support. It also looks at the ways in which the military has been used to counter terrorism, such as through the use of intelligence and special forces operations. The book also examines the role of the military in the region's economy, and how it has been used to support economic development and stability. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture, and how it has been used to promote certain values and beliefs. The book provides an in-depth look at the role of the military in the Middle East, and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support the spread of terrorism, from providing arms and training to terrorist groups, to providing political and financial support. It also looks at the ways in which the military has been used to counter terrorism, such as through the use of intelligence and special forces operations. The book also examines the role of the military in the region's economy, and how it has been used to support economic development and stability. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's culture, and how it has been used to promote certain values and beliefs. Main idea number 19. The military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major factor in the politics of the Middle East for centuries. In recent decades, the military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers, including through the use of force, the provision of economic and political support, and the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the impact of the military on the region's political and economic development, and the implications of its use for regional stability. The book looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers, including through the use of force, the provision of economic and political support, and the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the impact of the military on the region's political and economic development, and the implications of its use for regional stability. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to promote the interests of regional powers, including through the use of force, the provision of economic and political support, and the manipulation of public opinion. It also examines the impact of the military on the region's political and economic development, and the implications of its use for regional stability. The book also looks at the role of the military in the Middle East in the context of international relations. It examines the role of the military in the region's security architecture, and the implications of its use for regional and international security. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's economic development, and the implications of its use for economic growth and development. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's political development, and the implications of its use for democracy and human rights. Main idea number 20. The military has been used to support the spread of democracy in the Middle East. Idea summary: the military has been used to support the spread of democracy in the Middle East. This book examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. The military has been a major force in the Middle East for centuries, and its role in the spread of democracy is no exception. In The Soldier and the State in the Middle East, Ephraim Karsh examines the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He argues that the military has been used to support the spread of democracy in the Middle East, and that it has been a major factor in the region's political development. Karsh looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to support democracy, including the use of military force to overthrow oppressive regimes, the use of military power to protect democratic institutions, and the use of military power to promote economic development. He also examines the role of the military in the Arab Spring, and how it has been used to support the spread of democracy in the region. Karsh's book provides an in-depth look at the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. He argues that the military has been used to support the spread of democracy in the Middle East, and that it has been a major factor in the region's political development. He examines the various ways in which the military has been used to support democracy, including the use of military force to overthrow oppressive regimes, the use of military power to protect democratic institutions, and the use of military power to promote economic development. He also looks at the role of the military in the Arab Spring, and how it has been used to support the spread of democracy in the region. The Soldier and the State in the Middle East is an important book for anyone interested in the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history. It provides an in-depth look at the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has been used to support the spread of democracy in the region. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the role of the military in the Middle East and how it has shaped the region's politics and history.